Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Hacheresh Milatimya, if someone plows a pit in which there was a tremendous pile of bones, or Mitzavira Svat Samay, so if someone plows a pile of bones that was above the ground, Misadesh Avar HaKever B'Secha, or if someone plows a field where there was a grave which was lost in it, so we don't know if he even plowed the area of the grave, Aisha Nimtza B'Kever, let's say it was a field that was unknown that there is a grave there, and only after plowing did they figure out that there was a grave there. Or if someone plows someone else's field, or if a guy plows a field, it does not make the status of a beis apras, because the chachamim were not geizer that a kusi can make a beis hapras. And the question explained that the whole takana is, where someone knows there's a grave, we're concerned, maybe they'll try to maximize their ground, their property, their real estate, and they'll get too close to the grave to plow it. So therefore, there were geyser that if there's a known grave and you plowed that field and you ended up getting too close to the grave, that it should all become tummy. However, anything which is not normal to plow, for example, a known area where there's a lot of bones, people wouldn't normally plow it. If there's a pile of bones above the ground, people wouldn't plow it. In those cases, the chachamim were not geyser. Regarding a field where there was a lost grave, we now have a sveik sveika, because we don't even know if he plowed the area where the grave is, so therefore the chachamim did not decree a beis apras. And also regarding a field which is nimtza bo kever, that first you plowed it and afterwards you found the kever, it does not become a beis apras, because since beis apras is only a decree midrabanan, because they find the plower that he shouldn't treat graves lightly. So in this case, where he did not even know that there was a grave there, there's no kenas. Same thing applies if someone plows a field that's not theirs. There's no kenas, because the chum never decreed that one can make someone else's field in the beis apras, because the fine only applies to the owner. It doesn't apply to someone who's plowing on behalf of someone else. Mishnah Dalet. Sedei beis apras agabi tar. If you have two fields, one is higher in elevation on a slope, and that is the beis apras, which is tamei. And below that field, you have a tahar, a field which does not have any tum on it. Shatfu geshamim beis apras latahira. Now, a big rainstorm came, and a lot of the topsoil swept down from the upper field, which was tamei, onto the lower field, which was tahar. Afilu aduma vehilbinuha. Even if the upper field had, the lower field was red, and now it became white because the color of the soil of the upper field was whitish, or even if it was levana vehedimuha, it was initially white and now turned red. So we clearly see that the topsoil, the dust, came down. And nice beis apras, that would not make it into a beis apras. And the mefarshim explained, because the whole takana of beis apras is only where you take a substantial clump of earth and move it down. But if it's just a little bit of, you know, being washed down by rain, which is just granules being washed down, that's not included in the gezeira of beis apras.